I'm not ready.
Okay. Take your time.
Okay, I'm actually ready. I was just kidding.
Okay. Wait, let me explain something to you. I'm the dude.
What is it?
It's the one that said bad motherfucker.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
The first rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club.
We're sending you back to the future!
And welcome, cinephiles, film buffs, film nerds, and theater geeks. Welcome to this week's episode. I'm your host, Nick Drake.
And I'm Jordan O'Moore, and this is Flick of the Week, the show for movie people by...
What are we talking about?
You didn't even let me finish.
No. I don't want to let you finish.
All right. Thanks, Kanye.
That was good. Way to think on your feet.
We're talking about Rambo.
Rambo.
Last Blood
and the films of Stallone.
Sylvester Stallone. Sly.
One of...
Good old Sly.
One of our greatest American action heroes. Hey, in yo. Film, anyway, right?
You come for me.
Hey, Adrian.
It will be blood.
Hey, I'm Cobra.
Cobra.
Have you ever seen that one?
Cobra?
Yeah, that's one of my favorites.
Yes, Cobra's good.
I don't
good.
Know why. It's pretty terrible, frankly, like today. Yeah. I wish I could watch that in theaters.
I mean,
that was great.
I'd say top two for me is Cliffhanger and
as in favorites?
Favorite Stallone movies. Jesus. I can't think straight. Is Cliffhanger and Rambo First Blood Part 2. Those are my favorites. So good.
Okay. Part 2 better, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Dude,
Murdoch, I'm coming for you.
I would say Rocky 4 and First Blood. Those are my top favorites.
Wow.
And let me get your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Rocky 4. Christmas movie or not Christmas movie?
Rambo 4.
Yes.
I don't know. Is that a Christmas movie? I haven't rewatched it in a while.
It literally happens on Christmas.
Oh, it does?
They're like, when's the fight? And he's like, December the 25th.
Yeah, I don't know. It ain't a Christmas movie like
The Polar Express, yeah.
Well, I was going to say Die Hard, but...
No, so at the roast of Bruce Willis, he said, like, that's the last thing he said. For once and for all, it's not a Christmas movie.
Oh, well.
I think that it is a Christmas movie. And not only that, he defused the Cold War literally single-handedly.
Yeah. All right.
All right, yeah. No sweat off my neck, you know? Whatever.
So I guess
nuclear
I have
deterrent, but hey,
I have a very unique opinion about the Rocky movies, and it's that there's only two Rocky movies. It's 1 and 2. Everything else is just kind of meh, not into it.
Really?
Yeah. Sorry.
I would think 3 and 5. Nobody likes 5. Stallone didn't like 5, but
I think
4 is like the one that like people are like, oh dang, this still has teeth.
Okay. Like, more importantly though, what's your favorite Rambo movie?
The first one, yeah.
First Blood. Oh,
yeah.
Part 2, man.
I did see Last Blood. Did you get to see it?
I didn't see it. No, is it out already? I thought
it just came out.
I know it's out here in LA, so I guess it's out everywhere, huh?
So then you knew it's out?
Well, I didn't know it's different. Sometimes movies come out like a week early in LA. So I can see it here before anyone else. That's why.
Well, I live on here. LA time and the rest of America, it is out.
Are you trying to tell me I'm not special?
I'm trying to tell you are special.
Oh, ouch. That was a very sly dig.
Sly. All right, here we go. Some bad puns. Beware, people. Okay, maybe we should actually talk about something interesting here.
Oh.
No? Okay.
No. Nope.
We'll ease into it. Baby steps.
Baby steps. Speaking of baby steps.
I did see it. And we're definitely going to talk more about it. But I think my initial reaction to it probably will be acclaimed as not the worst.
Not the worst. Wow. That's ouch.
Not a strong. Yeah, but the thing is like, at least in the last 10 years, I think really Taken and Jason Bourne kind of picked things up.
Yeah.
Like the resurgence of good action movies. Yeah. So what we consider to be good. In the 80s, you know, those movies were good. And then they really drifted off for like, you know, through the 90s. Can you think of too many? Not a whole lot. I mean, you had Con Air and like a handful. But now it's like every year there's like probably two or three strong ones,
mm-hmm.
in my opinion anyway. And so I think maybe it's a little watered down, but there's some things that every Rambo movie needs to have. And I think it hit its marks, frankly. Yeah. So
did they have exploding arrow tips?
So this is what I wrote down here. Mm-hmm. Where's my thing? What I'm calling, and I'm sorry for the ridiculousness in the back. I have a family, people.
Hey, everyone's got families.
This is what I'm calling the tenets of Rambo.
Mm.
Okay?
Okay.
You have to have ultra-violence.
Mm-hmm.
Check. Okay?
Check.
Then what you need is some sort of prep scene, some sort of
the montage.
Yes, well, not necessarily. I mean, I guess it is, but it's more.
It's not a Rocky linear, montage.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, not like Rocky, where it's going back in time and they're in different places. It's flat out like a what do you call that? Like a not a quick take, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, just jump cuts from
jump cuts. Like, that's the word I wanted. So
it's funny because I'm looking at the IMDb page and I'm scrolling through photos and I think I just landed on a photo that's part of the scene you're talking about.
Okay, there
he's
you
like
go.
Hammering like red hot metal.
Yes, yeah, it has that. And then there's what I'm kind of pulling from Zombieland. There's like a kill of the week, like something like crazy. Mm-hmm. Every single movie had like you obviously have that seared into your memory with the blasting arrow tips.
Yeah,
they had that in two movies, two and three, I believe. One, he shot a person. That guy's like unidentifiable now. And then one time he shot it right into a helicopter.
Yep. Yeah, those
take that's, that Russians.
That's my favorite. Like the when he blows up that one dude by the waterfall. So good.
I know, that was great. I wish I could have been there to like work on that scene. That must have been awesome.
And it's all like real in those movies. That's what's so good about the Rambo movies is
the practical effects.
Practical effects, yeah.
I know, and sometimes they're just worth it. Like even if it's not the real thing, still like obviously nobody really died. But I was watching like Skyfall. There's a scene where he's like burnt out in the beginning, and he's in a bar like. Doing some sort of bet of some sort, you can assume. And he's taking a drink with a scorpion on his hand, and it's clearly all CGI. And I was like, they couldn't have, like, put the real thing there, like a fake scorpion, and then CGI'd the tail just a little bit or something. Yeah. Like, those make all the difference.
Yeah.
That's why, like, you know, people appreciated that, what's the Star Wars one that came out first with where they killed Han Solo? Force Awakens,
yeah.
And people kind of were very appreciative of at least that. Like there was CGI, but there was a lot of practical effects.
Yeah,
and so Rambo has that. And then there's always, and this goes for a lot of action movies, but there's the ass kick and then the kick ass. Mm-hmm. Always getting your ass kicked in the beginning. John Wick 1 comes to mind.
Yeah,
and then they come back to kick ass.
Mm-hmm.
And then well, all like, the
that's the what? Action movie formula of the heroes or of the save the cat. I think like the you or not save the cat. It's the hero's journey or whatever. It's
this
like
isn't Homeward Bound.
No, do you know what Save the Cat? It's like a common like it's a book about screenwriting.
And okay. Yeah, like the thing where they're all up in a tree and you throw rocks and all that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it's like the action movie equivalent of like the hero's journey. like, is like the ass kick and then the kick ass.
Yeah, but not all of them have it. Have you ever seen Shoot 'Em Up? Immediately, the hero's only the one kicking ass. He gets an ass kick somewhere in there, but like, not to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And I, what other? Desperado did that too. Like, there's some good ones where they could break the formula a little bit. But Rambo is pretty consistent in that respect. Except for that last Rambo, the one that just came out. I don't remember him. There was like no scene where I think people would regard that one to be the worst. Is just Rambo was the name of it.
Yeah.
And then there's always like an out of nowhere something akin to a double cross where like the plot completely changes. And so we have that there in some respect, at least.
Okay.
So it met all the tenets. I mean, he's not taking off his shirt anymore. There's no bandana.
Dang.
I did notice that he had the original green freaking army jacket from the first movie.
I
was like, that's the same one, ain't it? And then I was looking through all the other movies. I was like, I'm pretty sure he doesn't have that again. So he had that, which makes sense because that's something he might have mailed home.
Yeah, yeah. When he got arrested.
What do you think is the best? I mean, there's a lot to pick from. The best Rambo kill.
The best Rambo kill.
This is very much an American talk show, if you haven't gathered.
You know, I gotta go with that exploding arrow tip.
Really? What about like hand to hand though? There's so many more. Like
when he came out of the mud, when he stabbed that dude in the gut and came out of the mud.
And you didn't even see it. Like, even as the viewer, you're like, holy shit, he came out of nowhere.
You know what that was? I feel like that was a dig at Arnold and Predator. From
Predator?
Yeah. It's like, I'm going to do this way fucking better than Arnold and Predator.
Well, and I wanted to talk about that, too, because there's a lot going on with Arnold and Stallone in the 80s, so we'll bring that back up, too. I think this new movie has my favorite one.
Really?
And I don't. I hope you don't mind a little spoiler.
A little spoiler.
I don't think it's going to ruin the plot.
Well, it's your job to convince me to or not go to see this movie. So,
It's definitely a rental at the very least.
Oh, okay.
It's. I mean, with the movies that are out right now, there's not a whole lot of good stuff, except for probably the Joker next week, but. I mean, it's not really an action movie, so it's probably the best action movie out right now. I think that's pretty safe to say.
Mm-hmm.
But he cuts out a guy's heart in this movie.
And
it wasn't cheesy. And it like most of them would like I've seen some Arnold movies where that happens and some old timey 80s movies. This one looked pretty freaking legit.
That is awesome.
Well, what do you think are the things that need to be in Rambo films?
Well, what I always liked about the Rambo series was it's kind of like going back to what we talked about John Wick, is that it doesn't really lie to you. It knows what it is. This, especially part two and part three.
Oops, sorry.
They're just straight action movies, man. And that's why I love part two the most, is because it's just like, just choppers, and it's in a war, and there's exploding arrow tips, and it's like everything about it is so insanely entertaining.
They did not want it to be any sort of political like talking point of the treatment of Vietnam soldiers at all for Rambo part two. They're just like, nope, have them blow up everything.
Yeah.
Kill it all.
Well, actually, so speaking of like like political talking points, I don't know if this is completely grounded in fact, but I feel like it sounds pretty logistical. Would you think that First Blood is like the first film representation of the epidemic of PTSD for Vietnam vets?
If it's not, it's definitely probably the first poignant one that really hit home for American audiences, I believe. And I think a lot of it came from the original writer who I'd like to move into here, because he wrote the book basically during Vietnam, or at least some of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it came out in 72, I believe. And Sylvester Stallone got a hold of it. It's, I mean, we shouldn't be the ones to go into the Vietnam War and everything like that. We're just a couple mm-hmm. of movie fans. But as a veteran myself, and I think that a lot of people could agree with it, especially Americans,
mm-hmm.
the treatment of Vietnam soldiers is a very black eye on American history. And this movie definitely wanted to point that out without having what most movies would do, where there's like a dialogue flat out staying that. They wanted to show you like how
show, not people tell. Were
treated. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And they did it really well.
I was very appreciative of it. That's probably why it's one of my favorite movies. Because, you know, as a veteran, like some of that still exists today. Not nearly on that scale, but Stallone did a very good job at that representation, I thought. And I have military in my family that would probably agree. They would agree. I thought the end scene of Rambo First Blood is my favorite piece of acting Stallone's ever done. I think that's the best like scene he's ever made.
Yeah, and crazily enough, he had to do it twice, two different ways. You know, that the original ending was he died. I don't know if you knew that.
Well, in the book, I don't know that they filmed that, did they?
They did. It's actually public. You can find it.
I didn't know that it was in the book and Stallone didn't want it.
Yeah, so what's his
the writer?
Troutman. His
Colonel
guy.
Troutman. Yeah.
Yeah, he his commander or whatever. Or Colonel. He ends up killing him in the movie version.
In the film, so they filmed it and like screen tested it or something?
They redid, you know, so there's this whole like thing about the first cut of First Blood and how Stallone hated it and he thought it was going to ruin his career. So he bought up all the tapes and had them burned and they went and redid a bunch of stuff. And in the original version, so let's see, it says an hour and 33 minutes. The original version was almost 3 hours long and it ended with him dying. And the way he did it is he like told Troutman, like, you gotta, you know, I can't live in this world. Like, you gotta kind of just help me, you know, ease this pain. Like, and he put the gun in Troutman's hand and he like pressed it to his stomach and like made him shoot him kind of thing. It was a really interesting scene. It's actually more dramatic than the way the movie played out.
This is like written down somewhere that you read or there is like,
I've seen the scene.
I'll
find it and send it to you. Maybe put it in the show notes. But yeah,
because in the book it's a suicide, and like he had a conversation with the writer David Morrell, and he's like, I don't want to do that, basically.
Yeah,
Stallone is definitely somebody that is not afraid to speak his mind. I think back then he was kind of a madman who's so committed, you know, to making things as good as they can be.
Definitely tamed since then, huh?
He seems like a very teddy bear like person in like other interviews and stuff today. I wonder if he was like that back then. I mean, maybe he came up from a pretty hard he was basically like homeless for Rocky.
Maybe having kids and being in the limelight changed him.
Yeah,
not really for the worse. He's just a different person now. But I don't know if you knew this, because you know we had just yesterday released an article about Stallone and his writing accolades, but I had just found, digging deeper, it's not really directly quoted here, but Stallone had the final screenplay credit for First Blood.
Yeah,
he there was other bigger heavy hitters who wrote, but he sat down and wrote that basically the final dialogue that you ended up seeing in the movie was him. And another thing they negotiated, I don't know if you knew this, is a nice little trivia. When he didn't want to do the second one, but they were like, come on, we got to make another movie, you know, it ironically wasn't his idea to make this into a franchise, but a part of the second one, his deal with the writer's credit was he wanted a jet.
Oh, wow.
They bought him a jet. So it just made it so he could frequently travel around. He's essentially jet setting around the world during the making of this movie because they were shooting in all these different places. He still wanted to go back to LA and work out with Arnold and Frank. What's that guy's name?
Lou Ferrigno.
No, Lou and Arnold never worked out together. Like officially.
They just competed against each other.
They just competed,
right?
Yeah. Okay. But Frank something. I know. The guy who just passed away. It's unfortunate. I don't know.
I know.
I don't know the guy personally.
His last name. Well, I'll watch Pumping Iron and it'll be right there.
Yes.
Franco
Colombo came back to me.
That's it.
Franco Colombo.
My next guest. No, not my next guest. My next guest.
I'm deaf. Sorry, people.
So we just collaborated on a nice little article. You could see at our Facebook on Shameless Plug or whatever you want to call it. Yeah. But you can read about it here. But we didn't get to talk about it, so this is new. Mm-hmm. James Cameron wrote the first draft of Rambo 2. And it was
about this, because I know you wrote that, and then I kind of added little tidbits, but I don't know the story. So
I didn't get to read the actual script. I don't know if it's anywhere, and if it is somewhere, I don't know that you could verify that it's the real one. But he came with the first draft, and they're in the jungle, and like a lot of the people are like characters jumping in the story are like comic reliefs. And Stallone was like, shh, and just ripped that thing in half, essentially, and made it what it is. And here's the thing is, at least for now, and until the new Terminator movie either makes or breaks, James Cameron has been pretty consistent with making quality films. And not only that, but taking sequels and making them like better, if not just really good, which is hard to do, especially now with all the sequels.
Yeah.
Aliens and Terminator 2. Terminator 2 blows Terminator 1 out of the water. And so, you know, on the heels of all that, he writes the sequel for Rambo 2, and Stallone was not having that. I mean, he gutted it, but when he gutted it, he really added what I'm thinking that probably that exploding arrow tip would not be in there with Cameron's script.
No, not at all.
And I can't imagine that film without it. So it's amazing.
I just realized, I think the secret to Stallone's greater achievements as a writer, actor, especially in the era of the 80s was his approach to like the stories were like, let's make this a serious drama. But then when they're making the movie, he's like, let's make this a motherfucking action movie.
Just do it.
Like big set pieces.
Yeah.
And
well,
that
just explain,
combination,
like how dangerous this character is that we foreshadowed with the first movie.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I love this. I love the first two. But I mean, second one, boom.
So, and that really goes to his writing, which really, that's what I think he should be known for, because he wrote Rocky, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is no small feat. And they didn't want him because he was a nobody. And he's like, I got to be the guy to do this. There's nobody else that can do this but me. And they loved the script in Hollywood. And they ended up, I mean, this might be one of the handful of times this has ever worked, if not the only time, where a nobody completely has the upper hand on Hollywood and gets what he wants.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine that today? Like, I've never heard of a story like that in recent history.
Yeah. Well, I think that, I mean, I hate to say it, but I think that a big part of that is it just comes down to integrity and greed. It's like,
yeah,
people nowadays, like, his whole thing is he was willing to basically get paid nothing for being the writer and the actor, because he said this in a quote. He said, if someone else starred in this movie and it became an overnight success, it was like a huge success in Hollywood, I would jump off a bridge. That's what he said. So it was like, he had to do the movie. In his mind, he's like, I got to do this fucking movie.
You know, I'm going to retract my statement just a hair. I mean, it wasn't too recent. But Ben Affleck and Matt Damon did the same thing. And they were actually inspired by Stallone's story when they did Good Will Hunting.
Yeah.
And same thing, you know, basically. So.
Wow. I don't know. What is that? I mean, that's probably a story for another episode. But, like, I wonder what the story is on that. Like, how...
Yeah, Ben Affleck had like 60 pages, and they got like together and turned it into this thing. Robin Williams got in on it, and Gus Van Sant, and you know they wanted to be the ones in the film, and they had at least you know a little bit more credit to their name probably, but still not that much. And yeah, and then we have Good Will Hunting, and think about it though, they're inspired by Stallone, so really Stallone is Good Will Hunting. I think if I did the math on a chalkboard in the middle of a school, it would come out that way, right? So,
well, I guess you'd have to get Will Hunting to do the equation, did the uncrackable code. Oh my god.
All right. So, good writer, good actor. He's had some stinkers, though. What do you think might be the worst Stallone movie?
Worst Stallone movie. I don't think I've seen the worst Stallone movie. I haven't really seen that many movies outside of his, what people would consider his best work. I just kind of avoided them.
You like, never seen Tango and Cash? That's a good one.
Yeah, I think I've seen that a long time ago.
Over the Top?
Over the Top's great, yeah.
See, that's like, I think Roadhouse and that one are like the, probably some of the most guilty pleasures of...
Oh yeah,
history.
I watched Roadhouse the other day, and I was like, you know what? You know, this is, stems into the how I got the polo after watching a James Bond movie. But no, I watched Roadhouse, and I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna start tucking in my shirts.
I watched that with my in-laws the other day. We were just watching TV, and then like we were all sitting there, and we're like, man, this is a lot steamier than any of us remember.
Right.
Anyways.
Yeah, you know what's funny is I live alone, but I have
that is funny.
Yeah, that hurts. No, I live alone, but I have, you know, it's the weather's actually really nice lately, and I've had the windows open, and I'm on the second story, but people walk down on the street on the sidewalk here a lot. Like I can just hear people walking around, and so I was watching like you know,
are
Roadhouse.
People watching?
Well, no, I'm watching Roadhouse, but I have all the windows open, and I'm like, oh, I got to turn the volume down, and you know, like, and when I watch anything that's against, like, something I feel like I would be embarrassed watching with my in-laws. It's like,
oh, that scene where, like, he's fighting the guy, and he's like, I fuck guys in prison like you, and, like, the people below you are like, what the fuck? Then again, in some parts of California, it'd be like, yeah, par for the course.
Yep. Yeah, so, I don't know. I haven't seen Kojak. Was that any good? She's a Kojak.
Which one?
Kojak.
The show?
Yeah, it's Stallone was on Kojak.
He was in like one episode or something. That was a famous show for a long time.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people got. That's how James Woods got his start too. He was like Thug Number 3 or something like that.
Yeah. Well, let's see. I haven't seen almost none of his new stuff. Like, never seen Grudge Match. I've only seen Expendables 1 and 2.
You never the third one, I think, is maybe...
Is it?
It's definitely better than 2, if not 1. That one had Mel Gibson.
Mal Gibson? Who's Mal Gibson?
That was from Crocodile Dundee. Anyway.
All right. I've never seen...
Rhinestone?
Judge Dredd is so good.
Oh, I love Judge. And the fact that I saw that movie after I've seen like so many Adam Sandler movies. Mm-hmm. And I was like, Rob Schneider, no way. He was great in that movie.
Yeah, you kind of forget who's in these major movies, right?
Mm-hmm. Where did that one guy, you know, the French actor, or maybe he's not French, but the bad guy from that movie, he was like, he's a bad guy in every movie. He just disappeared off the face of the earth. From Judge Dredd. Anyways.
What's that one where he's the deaf cop? Where he plays me?
Copland?
Copland, yeah.
Yeah, it was the one where he's like in a place with cops.
What's that movie where he plays Rocky?
Shit. I think that was like an episode of The Office where they're watching a movie on the bus. And then, like, this is one Bradley Cooper, like, has, it's limitless. And then Phyllis is like, is that the one where he has no limits?
Exactly. No, it's not all coming right. up on, oh, there it is, Copland. Now, he did good in that. I like that one movie, that movie.
I heard he did that one for a very small salary because he wanted a break from the monotony of sequels and stuff. And he wanted to do, you know, a better project. Man. And it worked out well, I thought.
Do you, I mean, I know we're probably treading in some controversial territory, but...
Controversy? Oh, controversy. No. I'm triggered.
Do you, he's had to have had, like, hair implants and surgeries all over his face,
he's
right?
He's definitely a juicer, man, for sure. He looks juicer better meaning than me like, at 77.
Well, like, fitness is one thing, but look at the guy's face.
I don't think there's anybody in Hollywood that hasn't done something.
Yeah, I mean,
except for maybe Gwyneth Paltrow, because she does like these things on Instagram now without any makeup, and I'm like, oof, yep, you look oh you look God. Your age.
That hurts. Woof.
I don't think she cares though. I mean, why would she? She don't need my opinion anyway. But so Stop or My Mom Will Shoot. Never so this is what it. I've only seen enough that I could take, and then I turn it off. But so apparently it was, and this is definitely something that happens today, like certain actors get certain roles and people that kind of look like people or people that kind of are in the same kind of movies as people tend to maybe not necessarily compete, but they might take films based off the success of that guy's film. And I guess like Arnold kind of did a rope-a-dope where he pretended to want this film and turned it down, and then Stallone's agent brought it to him and he's like, oh, you got lucky, like Arnie just turned this movie down, you better jump on it. And really, like, Arnie never wanted it, and he got like roped in this crappy buddy cop movie with a cop and his mom.
I have heard that that's the one that he, like, for years it was a no-go on conversations and interviews. Like, don't talk about that fucking movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, he would walk out or something?
Like, well, you know, so whenever a celebrity sits down for an interview, they usually go, all right, what's off limits? Like, what do we not talk about? And that's the one. He's like, anything, you know.
Hey, yo, you can tell me, you can ask me anything, but, yo, you know, stop if my mom will shoot, or I'll fucking shoot you, man.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Sucker put you in the face.
Yeah, we'll go cuff to cuff. I don't know.
Take off my shirt. Whoa, what?
Keep your shirt on, Arnie.
You know what's really weird, and this might make you laugh. It might make you cringe. But I've
for both
I've
at the same
told,
time.
Yeah, I've been told I have Stallone nipples.
And yeah, that is weird. There's no laugh for that.
I think it might be because they're just so unassuming. Like, if you think of Stallone, can you picture them?
Well, I spent, you know, when I drew that picture for the article, I spent a lot of time looking at his nipple. So I know I have it ingrained in my mind at the moment.
But yeah, like normally they're just so unassuming. And apparently that's what I have going on.
Unassuming nipples. I don't know. I don't really spend too much time looking at my nipples. Thinking
no,
about them.
I mean, like I mean, like, who do you think yours looks like?
Well, again, I don't spend too much time looking at
Take
my nipples
a guess.
And thinking about them. Take a guess.
Yes. Go.
Stallone's nipples. I don't know. Does
no,
everyone?
I have
nipples?
Stallone. I'm the only one that has Stallone.
You got,
nipples.
You got the dibs.
That's mine.
All right, I'm just gonna
I got
go
dibs on nips.
I'm gonna assume that I get compared to James Franco enough that my nipples are probably Franco-esque.
Wow.
But I was compared to Dwayne Johnson last night. I was like,
what?
Oh, thank you. Like, just because I'm bald, I don't know.
Wow.
I guess someone's like, you have Dwayne Johnson's eyes, and I'm like, I am nowhere near Samoan.
the Sorry. Color? Like, what?
They're just brown eyes and I have a bald noggin.
Wow, that's like a far cry. That guy must have been intoxicated.
Yeah, right.
Stay away from that guy.
You know, Mo, if you're listening, sorry. I called you out.
Well, maybe she's turned on. Oh, I got myself a rock. all right, so we'll move away from
nipples
biology for a second.
Dang, oh, Nick.
God. That's going to make or break that episode.
You know, we're not doing it right unless we're teeter-tottering on the edge.
Yeah, we're not some snowflake channel that's afraid to talk about nipples, people. We'll just dive right in.
We bring the nipple conversation. We bring it.
Straight into your home.
Straight to your ear it,
nipples. It's what's for dinner.
That's weird.
Okay. Too far? Too soon?
Too far?
Okay. So here's what I wanted to talk about, too. The writer, First Blood, is really reeling at this new film.
Really?
And he's calling it basically like akin to like some sort of MAGA demonstration and like an orgy of death. And I'm like, that movie did not have nearly as much death as like a couple of the other films, but all right. But here's what I'm thinking, because he wrote the adaptations of the script in book form for 2 and 3.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So it's not like he's been that way the whole time. And this movie doesn't, like, it's not completely different than the other films or anything like that. It's not so far out of the ballpark that can't be Rambo.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing that gets me is that he promoted the trailer 9 days before it came out.
Mm. And so that means he had to have seen the movie, probably, right?
I don't know how you couldn't. I really doubt he bought a ticket when it came out like the rest of us and then was like, oh, like, it sounded like only when the bad reviews came in that he was like, yeah, me too.
Just jumping ship.
I think he's a hypocrite. I mean, it might sound kind of harsh, but it's not like he's not being the same way. Dang. What do you think about something like that? That's kind of odd.
Yeah, well, no, it's not that odd. I mean, but back in the day, they used to have that Alan Smithy thing, like I said, like you can take your name off of something, but his name's not even on this.
But, like, it's the same, it's on par with, like, the quality of, it was definitely way better than the last one. He didn't say anything then.
Mm. Well, I mean, he's probably an old guy, and his opinions change, you know, like, everyone's opinion, you know, you get old and your political opinions change.
But
your views
Stallone is
change.
Like not that way at all. He's like the complete opposite. So that's where I was like, oh, what? Yeah. This is the movie you're saying is a MAGA demonstration? Just because like he's fighting the cartel? Since when are we protecting the rights of drug dealing cartel people that in the film raped women? Like,
let's
what?
look at the history of Rambo. He wasn't just fighting one force. In the first movie, he's fighting his own country. He's fighting Americans. And then in the second one, he's fighting like in the Korean War, right? Or the something like that.
There was only like 2 people that died in the first movie. The second movie, they go to Indonesia?
It's Laos. Or no.
Laos.
Thailand. I wrote it down.
Known for its textiles. And then he's still there. That kind of reminds me. That third movie. Like, nowadays there's like so much MMA and stuff like that. That people really throw that artistic direction into crafting these scenes. And I think Rambo 3 was like definitely one of the first movies that did this, and it really shows, because like they were definitely trying and it might have looked cool then, but it pales in comparison. But without it, like, will we be here? I don't know.
Oh yeah, well, someone has to make the first, you know, for someone else to come along and innovate and make it better. But no, no. What I'm saying though is that he's fighting a different adversary in every movie almost. Like the third movie was Afghanis, right? Or
the third movie is one that I think people try to shy from because he literally. We talked about this when I was in the military a lot. Like there used to be like a scene at the end of the movie that got cut out because of 9/11 and stuff. Because he's teaming up with the Mujahideen, who later became the Taliban. So, but like in the movie, it's like not too much of a, like he's not sharing ideals or anything like that.
No, but, they're just forces, right? They're just armed forces.
It's really strange because like one of the last scenes, he's like giving the guy like a thumb to thumb fist bump high five. It's really in poor taste. So, if you think like this movie is the one to take that kind of stance with, it's like it is definitely the wrong one to choose if you're gonna pick out Rambo.
How are they supposed to know when they wrote it and made it that that's the way that history was gonna turn, you know?
I mean, I think maybe when Rambo finds out that their boss was Osama bin Laden, like maybe he could have said, I got this on my own.
Yeah. I'm a head out.
But I think there was like a scene that used to say something like in the an end credit scene, like talking about the strife of the Mujahideen or something like that that got cut out. It was like a rolling thing before the credits. And then like immediately anytime this showed on TV, like that is not there anymore.
Yeah.
Like, okay, well, we can't do that anymore.
So what do you give it? So actually let's talk about reviews. So
I think it got like a 42 Rotten Tomatoes, which we've talked about is not always the most reliable source.
Yeah, let's go to that. I should have had that open.
Rotten Tomatoes. And I think like the Film Critic Review gave it like an 84, and it went up from like 78. So that's a pretty, like, so people had time to downgrade it, and instead it went up. And I think that's because it had all those tenants, like the people wanted that, and that's what they got. I think what hurt the movie was, and I feel like we should have a podcast on this separately, is the trailer kind of ruined it. It made it a bit stale.
Is it a misinterpretation or misrepresentation of the movie?
No, but here's the thing, is like the tunnels and stuff that he's like building up, like it's definitely a device in the film, and it waters,
okay.
Yeah, like, that should have been a surprise. Like, if I didn't see that in the trailer, I would have thought that was much more of a cooler scene. Not to say that was bad. It was like, and like we were talking about, like, the kill of the week. There's, like, one part where, like, this guy's, like, face gets, like, crushed in, like, with a three-prong pitchfork. So it looks like it cut into cheese, and it's, like, stuck in the back of his skull. Oh, I was like, shit. Oh, my God. Like, it made me, like, sit up. I was like, oh, damn. He ain't going to be in Rush Hour 3.
Oh, my God. Well, so for the folks listening at home, the official numbers right now, critics' consensus, we have a 28% tomato meter, 83% audience score. That's what's going on for Rambo Last Blood.
But it's still up 5 from where it started. That's great.
Yeah.
I think for a film, it said it was going to make like $18 million, but I really don't think this had that big of a budget. So that's probably really, really good. $20 million on the first weekend is known as you're doing okay.
It's 18.9 right now. Is this second weekend?
It's almost a 19?
Did it come out?
I think this would be...
This counts the first weekend, right? It came
out
like a Thursday?
Just yesterday?
When did you see it?
I saw it yesterday. Let me see here. It'll always say on IMDb. So maybe, entertain the audience with your jokes while I look this up.
It came out September 20th, so last weekend.
Oh, yeah, last week. Okay.
So this is the second weekend.
That's really good.
It's a little under expectation if you're saying that $20 million should be your first weekend.
Well, no, I'm just saying that $20 million is known as you're doing all right when it's not like a huge like Marvel film or something. Like,
yeah,
that ain't bad.
Okay.
So, like, I mean, it definitely had a budget to it, but it was hardly any CGI. It was very practical. It was, they weren't paying any big actors except for Stallone, and there was this other lady. She was in Spanglish. Remember Spanglish with Adam Sandler? Flor. She was in it.
Oh, wow.
Dang. And like, she's like, my name is Carmen Delgado. And I was like, no, you're Flor.
Get on the floor.
No, she plays like a journalist that's like investigating this cartel that's and this isn't really I'm not ruining anything here, but basically the real effects of what cartels do, other than drugs, the trafficking, the sex trafficking, this movie like is not afraid to break some boundaries there. Which, if it's gonna be a movie, it's gonna be Rambo to do that, because they have never really shied away from too much. Yeah. Like I said, they teamed up with the Mujahideen.
Oh, my God.
All right, so I'd like to start a new little segment on the show, if that's okay with you.
Mm.
All right, we're going to call it Porn That Name, where we take unassuming titles. This week will be Stallone, and we give it 30 seconds to come up with our best back and forth, turning it into what the porn name might actually be.
Mm-hmm.
The Rule 23 or whatever it is, if you will.
Yeah, yeah. That should be the segment. It's Rule 23.
You know what? Keep popping holes in my plans, you know?
All right.
Just, I don't have feelings. You know,
I'm just one of those, like, roadblocks that the cops roll out. That's what I am.
You're a spike strip.
I'm a spike strip. I'm a spike strip of a co-host. I'm just going to fuck everything.
Okay. Anyway. All right. So you have your filmography of Stallone out?
Going to it? Yes.
I wish we had like a ticking clock. All right. You want me to go first?
Go right ahead.
All
right.
30 seconds on the clock. Here we go. Escape plan. The sex tractors. Cocky. Cliff banger. I see you naked. Get Carter in the behind. I guess just Copland.
No, it's Cockland.
Assassins.
Assassins. All right, reach around me. Instead of reach me.
That's pretty good. Stop or my mom will shoot a load.
Oh, man.
I think lockup is fine.
Lockup? Yeah.
Also over the top. And probably Cobra. Dang, these are already doing the work for me.
Yeah. You already said I see you naked, huh? Didn't you?
Paranice Alleys. This one is literally called Fist.
Oh, no, just add two more letters to that acronym. ER.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Okay, the good life in bed.
Oh, there you go. No place to hide my wiener. And then finally, the party at Kitty and Studs.
Oh, my God. Well, that wasn't that like the real deal, right?
I hope that one doesn't turn out to be too bad as the time we did the Halloween debate or something.
Yeah, well, I was trying to think of a Rocky tongue-in-cheek. I don't know. Never mind.
Anyways, right. Join us next week. We're going to actually, kind of on the heels of this episode, right? We're going to have, what should we call these episodes, Jordan? Can we call it an evergreen episode? Can you have like a little description?
We can call it that, but I don't, yeah. I don't, Yeah.
Why don't you describe it? Because I had trouble understanding this, yeah, and so I didn't know. So anybody feeling dumb or left out, like, I am there with you. I feel your pain.
Evergreen is just a term for, like, it's a tree. It's a type of tree that stays green throughout the seasons. And so, you know, most of the time we want to be pretty topical with this show. So we make episodes about things that are coming out. But sometimes we want to make episodes that are about, you know, just about anything that strikes our interest. And, you know, sometimes and that'll really help if you are a new viewer or listener and you want to go back into our archive and you want to see something or listen to something that's like, you know, evergreen. Something that oh, this still is interesting to me.
A little more intellectual.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're going to dive into topics on those evergreen episodes that are just stuff that we're interested in and topical events that aren't quite, you know, current, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, and I frankly like the evergreen title because I think our listenership are the people that smoke trees. So,
smoke the trees, listen to evergreens.
We're going
to
do our first evergreen episode. We'll do this periodically. And we're going to be talking about the dichotomy of Academy Award winners and action stars in the same career. This kind of was instigated from talking about Stallone. And we wanted to have a little bit more of a conversation without, you know, boring you guys for 3 hours. So yeah. we're gonna spoon feed it to you. We're gonna have a more quality to it by breaking it up this way, and I hope we can have some more evergreen episodes that people can join in on. You know, be part of a conversation like that. So
yeah. So actually, on that note, if you are listening and you have something that comes to mind, do let us know. We want to know what we should talk about. And if you give us a stupid idea, then we'll just make fun of you. And
I love stupid ideas. I think they're, I mean, intellectually right with me. But you can reach us on Facebook and Twitter. And Twitter. Right? Are we on Twitter?
I don't think so.
YouTube.
Yes, definitely. Well, we will be. I'd say YouTube is probably in the comment section of YouTube would be the best place to leave your insight and comments and opinions.
Should we give out our email? We have an email now.
Yeah.
RealFlickOfTheWeek@gmail.com.
There you go. So email us. And if you want to, send us a audio recording of your question or idea. Maybe you'll hear your dumb fucking voice on our show.
Well, we'll mention your name with great respect. Don't listen to this asshole.
Great respect. I'm losing it.
All right. Well, folks, it's been real. Till next time.
Yeah. Stay classy. Keep watching movies.
But mostly, it's been real.